And let's get back now to President Trump's refusal to condemn white supremacy last night. He didn't when moderator Chris Wallace asked him to. Then he asked Wallace to name a specific group. Joe Biden yelled out Proud Boys, the far-right club. Let's listen.
Give me a name. Give me a
name. White supremacists and
right would you like me to condemn?
White supremacists and right
Proud Boys. Stand back and stand by, but I'll tell you what.
Well, afterwards, the Proud Boys made a badge with those words, and Proud Boys organizer Joe Biggs said on the platform parlor to the chair of the group, Enrique Tarrio, Trump basically just told us to, I'll paraphrase, go mess them up. This makes me so happy. Enrique's message, seemingly back to the president, was, standing by, sir. CNN's Ellie Reeve has done great reporting on the Proud Boys. Ellie, you tell us Proud Boys is an organization with a chairman. They have chapters. They have a ritual in which I think they get punched in the face five times in order to join. This is an official group.
Yes, this is a real group. They have chapters. They have logos and patches, and that seems to be part of the appeal, to dress up your body armor in the logos of the group.
As opposed to Antifa, which, according to U.S. intelligence, is more of an ideology, people who are anti-fascism but loosely organized and thought to be much smaller in number. So this group stands for what?
Well, that's interesting. You know, they kind of keep it difficult to pin down. It's one of the many groups of the Trump era that is influenced by the culture of the internet. So there's a lot of irony, and there's a big gap between the superficial meaning of the things they say and the implied meaning. So they are not explicit white supremacists. Instead, they say, we want to defend Western culture. And if you say, well, is that code for white culture? They'll say, oh, well, you're the racist. You think Black people can't be part of Western culture? So, like, they work very hard to keep their critics on the defensive. But in the end, it doesn't actually matter that much trying to go through what they say with a fine-tooth comb, because what they do is a lot more important. They go to these rallies and they get in fights. They parade around with weapons. They intentionally are projecting this kind of authoritarian image. And I think that's quite unsettling.
And you have had conversations. You went to a Proud Boys rally recently in Portland, and we know that you spoke to the chairman of the group, Enrique Tarrio, last night. What did he say about the president's comments?
He said his phone was blowing up. He said that he welcomed Trump's mention and that he was proud of his group for getting it, but that he didn't see it as an endorsement. And he said that he took the words stand back and stand by as an order to let the police do their job.
He says a lot of things to you that are sort of winking in the interviews I've seen between the two of you. Did you get the sense that this was a wink?
That's the thing about this culture, right? You can never pin it down. So again, I think it's important to just look at what they do. There have been many Proud Boys who have gotten in legal trouble for getting in fights with anti-fascists. So they might say that they don't want to engage in that. I think we'll see ahead of the election what actually happens.
CNN's Ellie Reeve, who's done terrific deep reporting on Proud Boys. Ellie, thank you.
Oh, thanks so much.